Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful Friday night healing session, end of the week here. So let's start that off with some wonderful healing, and we'll bring in some of the energy from the light shift right now, and we'll bring in the orange energy. This we do on the conference calls, and each particular color frequency has its own healing properties to it. So here we go, and you want to request your healing. So here comes the color orange, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll do another color. We'll do the color of green. Here it comes. So stronger, stronger. You might feel a slight change in your body. Come take a note. Stronger, 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 and stronger. I'm going to bring in the color of white. And here it comes. It'll come through the light being on your monitor screen if you wish to bring it up. If not, it'll come through my voice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have another energy, which is a black energy. This is used a lot for pain release. So here comes the black energy. Don't let your mind get sidetracked onto the shade of the colors and the hues. It doesn't make any difference. This is light shift black energy coming through. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we got some nice color frequencies. Let's do an emotional clearing here. And here we go. Remember, on the website, you want to do your full lifetime emotional clearing. It's $5 times your age. And then after that, you definitely want to get on the unlimited where you can go on it anytime you wish. And I recommend doing it 3 times a day. You know, maybe when you get up in the morning, lunchtime, typically, if you have a computer at your job site. And then maybe when you get home or go to bed. And that's the unlimited version. So here we go. That costs $50. And that you do after you do your whole lifetime. Because you have to clean the garbage out first. Here we go. This is your density. So 5 days ago, this is a sample clearing. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another energy. We'll call it stress. Take away some stress from you. Since this is a Friday program. And these healings also work on the archives. We have over 500 archives, I'm sure. So they normally will work. For you, if you've listened to them for probably more than maybe 3 months, they probably will not work for you because by that time you should be having your own clearings done and you know that the samples work, so there's no need to have the light chip and also my energy being used for the samples. So here we go. Stress. So 5 days ago cleared. Oh, wow. 4 days cleared. Somebody out there stressful. 3 days cleared. Oh, nuts. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. Okay. We have a anxiety clearing. That kind of goes hand in hand with stress. So here we go. This is anxiety. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. And just to see what type of person you are, we'll do now the extreme anxiety. That one's listed on the website too. So this may not affect you only if you're under extreme anxiety. So this would be a good indication to see where you are. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. If you felt the energy of the extreme anxiety clearing, that's what I'd recommend having. That's probably only maybe a few percent of the people out there, you know. So let's bring Sylvia up. And tonight's our call-in night. This will be a paranormal show. So if you have any questions about the unseen reality, by all means, call in. Maybe you may have an experience that you want to talk about. Maybe they have some clarity on or something. It's always neat to hear people express things. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. So, let's see. First, I'm going to start off by giving the phone number for those of you that would like to call in. And because this is Friday night and we're on station two, we have different numbers than I normally give you. So if you have a pen and you want to jot this down, you could call in. This is a toll-free number for people in the U.S. and Canada to call. And the number is 888-228-4494. Again, that's 888-228-4494. So we would love to hear from you with your questions and requests, and also, like Ron just said, any discussion of any paranormal activity that you would like to discuss that you may have experienced and you may have questions about. And other than that, we'll also take questions on the fast chat, comments, and so forth, and we'll talk about some of the awesome clearings coming up this weekend that you could experience if you would like to take part in those. And, Ron, I'm seeing a question on the fast chat, so I'll just start with that. This is from someone on the fast chat with the name of Welcome. And it looks like they have a garden, a beautiful garden that's well-kept with trees and flowers, but for some reason birds and animals and humans avoid it. And they're wondering what kind of dense energies might be residing in that garden that are keeping people from enjoying it, and if we could do a clearing for it.
Very interesting. Okay, let me kind of tune in here. Okay, what's in the garden here? Well, it feels like a vortex energy. I already find that. It feels like it might be on a fault line or something. I don't know. You might do some research, but that's what it feels like to me. There's different names for these things. It's been so long. One of it is geez, what do they call it? Some kind of line.
Like a ley line?
What line?
A ley line?
Ley line, yeah. I think it's a ley line. That's what it feels like to me. Maybe it's becoming more active. Maybe it was fine before. We can see if we can change the energy. I imagine that's probably what you'd like. So let's just see if we can have the Earth Spirit change the energy here a little bit. So we'll have the energy maybe move over slightly. I don't know if this is correct to do or not. Because see, if it's causing harm where you are, then if we move it, it'll cause harm to somebody else. So that's not good. Let's see if we can just get rid of the energy itself here, momentarily here, and see if it'll just stay away here. So I'll count to 10. We'll see what the Earth Spirit can do here with the light ship working with it. Here we go. Remember, it's up to, this is Earth Spirit energy. So it's up to it if it chooses to help out with this situation. So here we go. Remember, everything is free choice. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so why don't you let us know how it feels? Maybe right now, how does that energy feel? If it's, you know, maybe in your backyard or something, or maybe you can tune into it and just see if it does feel, sense different than what it did, you know, a couple of minutes ago. So thank you, Welcome, for your wonderful question. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I see we have a request from Judy on the fast chat, actually two requests, for a people, I guess this is for the courting release from people.
Okay, that's a good one. So we're going to do people that thought of you. We'll just do it in the last 2 days here. This way you may actually feel energies leave you. So people who thought of you in the last 2 days, doesn't matter if it's good thoughts or bad thoughts, they still think and they connect a cord to you. Now, whether or not they take energy from you is another matter in itself. If the person is angry with you for some reason, upset with you, then they may want to steal your energy and or send you bad vibes. You know, the old Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations. Well, they may be sending you bad vibrations. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as we take away this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see what happens there. And I think I heard a beep there. So do we have a caller online?
Hi, Ron and Sylvia and everyone. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Cindy.
Good evening. You had offered to entertain questions of odd things that may have happened, and I was wondering if you knew anything about that big display around Norway. There was a big display around object.
Oh, yeah. Was that like a big snake or something that kind of looked like a tornado with a special looking, like a whirlwind in it or something?
Yes, yes. And you may have already talked about it, and I was out of town last week, and I apologize. Just wondering
about
that.
I did finally see it. Somebody sent me an email. So you asked me what I think it is, huh?
Right.
Oh, boy. Geez. Hang on a second here. I got to check something, okay?
Sure.
So give me a half a minute here.
Well, you were just thinking about it,
and I'll do some checking.
While Ron's checking on that, I did see myself something about that on the internet, and you know, of course, anytime there's any kind of sighting like that, usually then a scientific explanation will follow, whether that's just for a cover up or what.
Right.
You know, this remains
Russia. Russia came through. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you may have heard, some explanations. What I had heard is that it was a failed ballistic missile testing, something that had been fired as a test, and there was some, failure in the flight pattern of it or something like that, which supposedly created this kind of spiraling light display. But, you know, I take those kind of explanations with a grain of salt because you never
right.
know, are they really telling what happened or is there something behind that?
Right. Yeah, so I was curious. It would be kind of fun to find out. And while we're waiting, would you please repeat that 800 number, because that number is not on the BBS page. And so I want to type that in. It was 888.
Yeah, 228-4494.
Okay. I know you offered for everyone to write it down, but I'll type it in here. And so is that the new number for Friday night?
No, that's the same one that there's been.
Okay, well, it's not showing up on that page for some reason.
On the Station 2 page?
Right. Not what I'm looking at, anyway. I'm looking at Station 2 only, calling numbers, and it's the four numbers that I had pasted into the chat before. So, I don't know, unless I'm looking at a different page, but it says Station 2, Creation Light Ship.
Okay, here's what I think we have that's happening there with that particular sighting. I think it has to do with the underground energies here. I don't know what word to call it, underground ETs, underground people that live underground, that come to the surface, etc. So I'll just use the word, the underground. So I think it's an underground maybe experiment to bring forth an opening of a vortex, alien energies, like in the movie The Mist, okay? And it just happens to show up that way. That's what I think it is. So I think it's just more darkness coming into the planet by opening up some kind of portal, wormhole, vortex, you know, there's all different words for it. Some type of gateway, and that's what I think it was. There he is.
And, well, thank you.
Why it was a change of color or why it was dark like that, I think they were able to, the bays were able to make it that color to attract attention. Remember, that they need to know what's going on, so when you have a physical representation of an experiment, then that's what it is. So I think it was a experiment, not that it was not an accident. I think that it's a planned experiment. That's what I pick up. So for whatever work, whatever that means to you, anything like that is not good because it harms the planet because you're bringing in extraterrestrial energies here, opening up another dimensional frequency to the planet here that it should not live in. So aside from that, that's what I think it is. You know, watch the movie The Mist.
Thank you. That was my next question, what effect did it have on Earth? So
All that stuff is very negative. Anybody who like I say, like the worst thing that happened here was when all the good-hearted people using mind energy and to open up stuff on, you know, the original harmonic convergence to bring in love energy as if, you know, it was never here and these people thought they could bring in love energy to the planet because somehow it was out there and could not come in. Hello? You know, but anyway.
Wow.
That's all you do is harm. You harm people, you harm the Earth spirit, you harm the planet. And that's it. So I guess next question, Sylvia.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Those were great questions. And actually, I have a message before we continue on, and this is a message from Seth at BBS Radio. Thank you so much, Seth, for bringing this to our attention. Apparently, the number that I gave you earlier has been discontinued, so I didn't know that. I apologize. So if you would like to call in tonight, then there are a couple of lines that you can call in on. One is area code 530-413-4520. I believe also 415-287-0074. And if that doesn't work for you, you might try 530-413-4515. And for those of you that are actually on the fast chat, you can see those because Seth typed them in for you. So, please give us a call on one of those numbers. Fortunately, that's not a toll-free number, but if you have a long-distance plan that allows you to call inexpensively, then please go ahead and call. So let's see if there's anything. We have Mia on the line, Ron, and she's asking if we could have a matrix disconnection and a planetary clearing sample.
Okay. So the matrix disconnection is a way the darkness, remember the darkness is the mind energy, and it's the way that it can connect to you. So we'll just do a sample of that. But all I can do is go back again like 5 days in your consciousness and disconnect the energy connection that was made then, and you can just see how it relates to you at this moment. Remember, everything that you experience from the past could be, you know, a half a second ago, that's still in your energetic field. This is why you want to clear these out of you. So some people just think the past is like when you're 2 years of age or something. Well, it's whatever happens to you before your next thought. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And that's the matrix here. And now we'll do the planetary. Now the planetary is how, you know, these planets, and there's a couple thousand of them, are connected to you. And we know of just a handful of those through your natal chart, but there's so many more. This is the way that darkness connects to you. So, you know, if you were schooled, you know, in this type of philosophy, and you really kind of understood it, and we'll say that our schools taught you this, so right away, you know, you go to maybe your third grade class, and they give you a newspaper and say, why don't you read your horoscope, and you would read it, and you'd say, gee, how can something outside of myself control me? That's probably one of the major questions that kids would ask, right, because they think they have free choice, free will. And naturally, you know, they do what they want to do, but they go, gee, you mean I can't play today properly or something? And the teacher would say, no, you can't. You can do what you want to do, but you're limited to what you can do according to what these planets are choosing you to do. And this is kind of the way it works. So you do have a free choice to a certain extent. Remember, you're living every day, but you're still being controlled. And until you can actually come out of it and understand what's happening to you, then you're going to be on the conveyor belt of karma and the conveyor belt of life and the conveyor belt of your DNA coding of your body, which is controlling your life because your body wants to heal it. You have to get into the moment. So there's only two energies. There's the darkness, which is mind, inside of your head, all of your thoughts. Remember, you're supposed to go to your heart to get your inventions, your ideas, not out of your head. You go into your head, you're going to be tapped into collective consciousness, and that's the dark side energy. To the New Agers, they'd probably be puking right now, we'll say, or getting upset because I'm trashing their whole metaphysical movement, because that's what they think that's available to them is this collective consciousness of universal laws. Well, there's no such thing as universal law. There's no law. There's no such thing as divine right order, because in the light, everything is changeable moment by moment. And there's no preconceived, you know, energy or no preconceived condition on an outcome. Remember, outcomes always change. And so this is why the light gives you free choice, free will, and it's always in the moment. It's up to you to get into that moment, to get out of time. So either you're in time or you're out of time. The last show, we took people into spirit energy. So if you want to mark that and go to the archive and listen to it, you can. It will work. And you're going to be able to feel what it's like to be in the present moment when you're not connected to these energies. So here we go. This is a planetary energy. And just since I'm talking here, I'll pull up my little calendar here. So that would be on the 16th of December. So check out that show on BBS and go to the archive and listen to it. So here we go. This is the planetary energies. These energies cord you, connect to you, take away your life force energy, cause you physical illnesses, and everything else. This is dark side energies controlling you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So there we go. So my teachings that we have from the light ship is will work for everybody. Some people who are into astrology, who may be readers, will say, who do readings, they just have to take a little different view of what I'm talking about. Otherwise, it might run the opposite direction. And once they understand what I'm talking about, then that they can connect more dots and realize that they are reading a dark side script for the person that they're dealing with, and that you really don't want to get your finger involved in. When you stir the pot, you know, is that pot going to spill some energy out on you because you're reading it. Remember, you're knocking on the door of the dark side. So that's how I can kind of warn people a little bit. But once you understand what you're reading, because naturally when you do readings, you are told and taught by the New Age movement that we have now that you're reading their spiritual contracts, that you're reading the soul family information, you're reading all the connections to people, you're reading how these planets are here to teach you lessons. This is why you have problems in your life, why good things happen to you, etc. And, you're supposed to go full circle and to come out the other end as an enlightened being. Well, that's what the dark side wants to tell you. And so normally, wherever you are on your path, if you look at the population here with, you know, how many was it, 6.5 billion people, how many of those people are enlightened? You know, hello, if that system worked, okay, why don't we have less population here, okay? So that's the whole thing, what I can say, you know, when you look at it realistically. You know, why isn't it 5 million people? I mean, billion people. Why isn't it 4 billion? You know, didn't anybody get enlightened out of here? Oh, they're going to say, well, they had lessons to learn. Well, hello. Anyway, back to you, Sylvia. I think you can kind of understand where I'm coming from here. And then, oh, another thing, I get people who ask me questions. They go, gee, Ron, you mean you have to go to the lightship to have these healings? That sounds really absurd to me, because my spirit is made from the source energy and is very powerful. So, and some of you out there might be listening and saying, yeah, I think that's true. Well, if your spirit was that powerful and did not need the lightship healings, then why are you still here? Okay? Why is your spirit still here on this planet? It was probably more powerful in the last lifetime because it has less density. And so each lifetime that is experienced, and maybe your spirit's been here, you know, for, let's just say, 50,000 years. Well, at 50,000 years ago, you know, it was very powerful then, too. Why is it still here? Okay? So basically, the reason why you're here is because your spirit is not powerful enough to get rid of the darkness out of its own self. And that's the whole basic foundation why the light ship comes, to help to save all the spirits and the bodies that are here, to get them out of the darkness. So that may have connected some dots to everybody there, hopefully. Otherwise, you would not be here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow. So we have quite a bit going on the fast chat here. First thing I'll just mention is welcome said in response to the work that you did with the garden earlier in tonight's show, that it definitely feels lighter right now, so that's great. And I'll just take up the next question that I see. We have Connie on the line, Ron, and Connie has experienced a very paranormal type of activity, which is basically having her eggs taken by alien races to use to create other races or do experimenting with, and she's actually seen the babies that have resulted from that, and she's asking how do I disconnect from the children my eggs produced with another ET race? How can that emotional disharmony with that energy be disconnected from her?
Oh boy, that's a good question. Let me give it some thought here.
While you're thinking for a moment, sure. I just want to say I heard a beep. So do we have a caller on the line here?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Sylvia. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. Do you mind just hanging out with us for a minute while Ron takes up Connie's question?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, boy, that's a rough one, Connie. I have known a lot of women that I have come in contact with through my journeys here doing this, these healings, who have that exact same situation. Let me see here. So your question is, how can you disconnect yourself emotionally and or energetically or DNA-wise from this creation that's part of you on an off-planet, we'll say, or extraterrestrial race? Let me see here. Okay. There's two schools of thought here. Okay, the first one is that you can just kind of follow me here. Let's just say that for somehow you had a visitation not consciously known to you, okay, although it was conscious at some point, and you were asked if you could share your eggs, okay? And normally they're just taken, but we'll just say that this is one that these beings wanted to have a better species, so they somehow chose you because maybe you matched what they wanted to have. And so some of these people that I deal with, they have a conscious knowing. They actually see their children. They ask to be abducted, and they get taken up to see their children at given time intervals. So if that is your case, okay, we're looking at this aspect, you could ask them to disconnect you from the children emotionally. They do have that technology where they can do that. Now, I'm assuming that what I'm talking about now are the ET races that have a consciousness that they want to improve their species, okay? This is kind of what the Grays were doing here, in a sense, but I won't put any labels on any of them because it makes no difference. And they do have compassion. And so there could have been something between you and them where you said, yeah, you can do this, okay? Maybe not knowing to you down here right now as I'm talking, but somehow you were awakened after being abducted, and maybe, you know, you had this long conversation and it was okay. So you could, if that's the case, you could tell them that you want to disconnect all energies from the children, and they could do that for you. So I'm assuming that this particular scenario would be the enlightened more, you know, of the ET races. Okay, the other ones we'll talk about now, these are the ones that abduct people who don't care. The agenda is the same. They want to get a better species, I will say, or maybe they're planning to bring those people here on this planet, and they want to groom them so that they can be more mind-controlled, okay? So with different DNA, attachments, you know, to them, implants, et cetera. So what can you do about that? First of all, these alien races are not necessarily going to be willing to disconnect you energetically because they're probably getting something out of it. What you could do is ask a light ship to sever the connections to that. Go on the alien page there and put that in that you want to be disconnected and just see what happens. I think the light ship could do that for you. It will find these beings, these races, and probably terminate them for going against, the free will of free choice, if that was the case here. As far as your children, are they going to be terminated? Probably not. They'll have the choice to go into the light. If they don't go into the light, then very possibly they could be terminated, only because they don't understand or don't know about the light, but they will have time to understand that. For people who ask questions, which most people do, and most energies do, even the darkness, the light ship will bend over backwards to talk to them, to tell them the advantage of having a spirit or soul put into the body, and to have the light frequency of manifestation. So everybody does have plenty of time, plenty of chance, and also all the information available. So they just have to ask questions. And that's what normally happens. So, but if they are strictly a life form that's strictly alien, and they're strictly a dark side being, then more than likely they would not exist any longer. I don't want to make that sound really bad to you to have your offsprings terminated, but if they are strictly darkness energies, then you don't want them anyway to connect to you. But that's what the light ship would do. So everything has free choice, free will, and that's what they do is love them to death, basically. So they do have a chance to come into the light, and hopefully that's what the case would be. But it's their choice, you see. It's not your choice. It's their choice. The light ship gives everybody free choice, free will, just like we have here. So I hope I answered that question. I would go on the website and ask to have a healing done for that particular scenario. I think you can go onto the site for, I think it's $10 for a week, I believe, if you wish, $30 for a month for alien attack removal, and just put that question in there and have a light ship work for you. So I hope they answered the question okay. So back to you, Sylvia, and it's very disconcerting. It happens to men, too. Men actually know that they have children, too, besides women, and that should not be allowed here whatsoever.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. I'm going to try to keep us moving along because we've got quite a few questions on the fast chat, and we also have now Larry on the line. So, Larry, I'm going to turn it over to you to ask your question for Ron.
Thank you. Yes, Ron, my question is, I have a little difficulty with my thought and memory center, the way it processes thinking and memory, and I'm wondering what is my problem and what can I do about it?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is like maybe long-term or short-term memory loss or something like that, Larry?
It could be that. It could be I can't get my recall to work instantaneously like it should be doing. And the thoughts, it seems like my recall isn't coming together. My thoughts don't come together. It's blocked out in some way.
Okay. I'm trying to see what... I'm thinking that it could be some type of implant that they have put into you to prevent you from doing that, some type of energetic implant. It could even be like signs or symbols. It could be the natal chart clearing might help. You would almost have to go inward to find out, but all those could be a good possibility. And then you do have physical things here, too, like chemtrails coming about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a little hard to really put your finger on it, because each one of those could be a positive thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it could give you a little bit more aid. You know, you may have 10 things that might be bothering the situation, and just clearing out one of them might not be what's really going to be the key to do it, but it might take more than one energy, you know, treatment to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm not really, I know I'm not answering your question 100% because it gets very involved very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what I would look at first is, number one, I would check out, number one, entities, or entities taken away those thoughts when you're trying to pull them out, okay?
Okay.
So that's the first thing. Whenever you have a problem, first think of entities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody might want to write that down. The entities can take away your thoughts, okay? They'll live with you. You have a thought. You think you're storing the thought in your big computer, and all of a sudden they take away that that file folder, and you go, wow, what happened? You know, I know I did this a week ago, and I want to remember it, you know. Where did I put that thing or something? And it's gone. You know, you can't find it in your memory. It's still around, but you don't know where it went because you can't put your finger on it. So it could be an entity that could have come in, possibly. That's one thing. So always check entities first.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I would probably go in and do a clearing, maybe for implants. Maybe there's something that's time-coded from the past, from your ancestors. So when you got a certain age in your life, you would become maybe feeble-minded, okay, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to do an implant release.
Okay.
And then kind of from there, maybe ask your spirit what else it might be. But those two, I would say, would probably be the first two.
Okay.
And currently, in this lifetime, that's why I put the natal chart up, because that's how they're affecting you, connecting to your letters and numbers of your name. So, and, you know, addresses, et cetera, you know.
Okay.
So I hope that helped. I know I'm not telling you one special thing to do, but it gets, you know, complex really quickly.
Okay. Okay, well, yes, thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, so are you ready for the next one, Ron?
Ready. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have someone on the fast chat by the name of Concerned, and they're asking this question. Do you feel that there is a vortex or some type of opening in my bedroom, and if so, can you help to close it?
Oh, geez. The answer is yes. There's more than one of those. There's actually there's actually four of them, possibly five. Okay. So let me think here. Why you may have the vortexes? That could be the next question. You know, why me? It almost feels like maybe through web searching or something. I'm guessing this is kind of what's coming to mind here. You possibly went to websites looking for truth, and somehow they got connected to you, which brought in the vortex energies. So that's what I would say is going on. You somehow used your free choice, free will, and with that you got hooked up to your monitor screen some way. Maybe you watched somebody doing some type of special programming. You know, maybe you watched some dots move on your screen or something. Maybe the aliens came through a website. So what I'd first do is clear the websites out that you visited maybe ever since this happened. It feels like the major ones hit about 9 months ago. Before that, it feels like I'd say probably 4 or 5 years, okay? So you have quite a bit of interaction between alien information, alien contact, whatever word you want to use there, but they came through your computer and connected to you physically, and then from there, your physicality connected to your room, and you have vortexes, so you're probably being abducted. That's about all I can say. So that's why we have the alien attack removal on the website. Hopefully that would help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Now we have new on the. Oh, wait a second. I think did we have a beep? Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes,
I heard something a little bit ago. I don't know if it was.
I think we have a caller.
Yes.
Anybody out there? Hello.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi, it's Pauline. Funny, you were just talking about a vortex or being attacked. Today, something happened so that my computer is now all screwed up and I couldn't even listen to the show. I said I'm going to have to call in and make my comments then. I had something, all of a sudden, I don't know if anybody else has seen. You know how when people take pictures, there's always like this red tinge in people's eyes? Like, it looks always like people assume that it's a camera doing something. That there's always like this red, like I said,
yeah, the red eye.
Red,
yeah,
tinge in the eye. And I think now I remember seeing on the web tech page something about a red eye devil. Is this what I've been always seeing all this time? Or have we all been seeing it since people? You catch a glimpse of it when they've taken their pictures by surprise and you see those eyes glowing
okay,
like
okay.
That.
Yeah, that's a little different. There are devils that you will actually see with red eyes. Uh-huh. Well, you can't see, not that you're going to see it physically, but they are around. Remember, there's a lot of stuff in the folklore that we talk about, from years back. All this stuff is true. You know, all these weird life forms, including maybe vampires. All this stuff is true stuff. You know, there's a lot of movies out talking about it, people that fly around and materialize, dematerialize. They can change time, go in and out of time. They can appear in one location and go to another. So there's a lot of black magic done that way, dark arts magic. For most people, when they see things like that, they're kind of awestruck because, they don't know how it happens. They don't realize that they're using typically the energy of darkness. And from there, that's how it works. So typically, that's the way it is. So I don't on the website, it's not necessarily what you're saying, what you're talking about as far as the cameras. Showing the red eyes. These are actually beings that have red eyes, okay?
Yeah, because all of a sudden, since I've done so much more clearings, I'm seeing things that I never saw before. I mean, like, even a picture, an innocent picture that I thought was just, like, a beautiful picture that came out of space. I'm looking at these, and I'm seeing alien faces in there now, and I'm like, I never noticed those.
Yeah, well, you're just becoming more aware. Yeah, that is true, yeah. If you look at a lot of the, those rag magazines, we'll call them, and you see a lot of these.
No, this is like a typical picture. It's like a special picture that came from outer space. It just was like, I think it's called the Special European Southern Observatory. I was just looking at it, and then when I saw the alien pictures in there, so I got to send this to Ron. If I'm crazy, then maybe, I don't know why I'm seeing alien faces in here.
Yeah, well, once you start seeing up in the clouds, and you look up in the sky, and, you start seeing 10 of these things looking down upon you. And then you see the eyes and nose and the mouth, And so, or the clouds don't move on a windy day, It's, you go, wow, this is very interesting, So anyway, you're just becoming more aware because your spirit's allowing you to become more integrated with, the source energy, which is what you are anyway, and so you're able to discern more about the true reality of light, and you're seeing what's not of light. This is what's happening. Otherwise, all people see is what's not light.
Well, it's probably too
scary. And that's the reality of light.
Acknowledge any of this.
What's not in the light?
Well, I live in an area that I didn't understand at the time. Now, but because I think I read one of your Q&A questions, that somebody said if you live near places that like religious places, you wouldn't want to live near one because you know I guess there's energies around then. And where I live, supposedly in the town at Flushing, it's supposedly the original place where religious freedom started. So that must mean there's a lot of aliens around here, because I actually once asked a friend, because she said she sees, you know, ships and stuff. And I asked her, what do you see over Flushing? She goes, oh, my goodness, you have so many over. And I never really connected the dot until just recently. And I noticed on your website the different, that's one confusing thing, because I didn't even know that there's different kinds of ships. Could you, I mean, I know that's a silly question, but for me, that's like new, and I really didn't understand. There's like an alien planet, aliens, there's cloud ships, and I didn't know there's a difference. I mean, how do I know which one it is and what to have them deal with? I mean, I just said unknown most of the time because I really didn't know what's the distinction between them all.
Yeah, it gets to be very disconcerting when you start getting the information and you start realizing what's happening, because you really can't do anything about it. You can become aware of it, but, you know, it's hard to... you know, to come out of the other end feeling good about it, you know. I kind of have some heartache for Connie there, who talked about her children. She could ask to see if they could go into the light. The light ship would present them, like I mentioned earlier, with that. You know, they're still a free choice, though, because they are a creative being, okay? But, you know, she may be able to... you know, do that process. You know, what I would probably suggest Connie to do, I'm trying to think here. If she could afford $60, come on the call tomorrow, which is 4 hours in length. That's what I would probably suggest, okay? The reason why I'm suggesting this is because you'll be on the light ship for 4 hours. We do special healing there. And you could ask on that call, since you'll be on the light ship, to have the light ship intervene and go to your children, since you're probably corded connected to them, and see if the light ship could bring them into the light. That's what I would recommend doing. Give that a chance, because if you have a conscious awareness of what's happening, and you have seen them, then you would more than likely be able to do this. So, and that way you have some horsepower behind you. Just trying to go to yourself to talk to the aliens. You know, if they are compassionate, and, you know, remember, there are some races that do have compassion, okay? Just that they may be interfered and you don't understand why, okay? And the ones that are not compassionate, who are dark side beings, I just wanted, you know, like I said before, to have another specimen, we'll call it, you know, the light ship will help you out with that. So that's what I would suggest doing, kind of switching over that to Connie's thing, and that's sort of similar to yours about having the awareness and not knowing how to deal with it. You can see it all, but what do you do, you know? Sometimes there's not much you can do. It's just like the chemtrails, you know. You can't, you know, telepathically talk to the maybe Air Force pilot or whoever's flying this plane. I was told that that is the Air Force, but I can't claim that, you know. But there is something up there. I think they might actually be unmanned airplanes. But aside from that, somehow, you know, they landed and took off on some location here on this planet, and, you know, you can't just tell that person, hey, you know, why are you doing this? What's the reason why? And how come it's harming people? And why do you choose to do that? You know, we just can't do anything about it, okay? I'm sure there's people out there who want to you know, say that they're making a big difference in the world, but, you know, I don't see it. So, and I'm not here to talk bad about the governments or anything else. I'm here to bring spirit into people's bodies. And like I said, everybody on this planet, including the, you know, everybody and all the governments here, and even some of the alien races, all of these beings are mind controlled by some other energy outside of themselves. So by getting your spirit into your bodies more, regardless of what species you are, whether it's human or alien, getting more of your spirit into your body, which is what the light chip can help you do, is what's needed to come into love energy. And this is why I'm here, to bring that forth. And nobody wants to be mind controlled once you realize the truth. And that's basically what I'm doing here, to help people to get into spirit energy, back into love. And I'm sure nobody out there wants to kill anybody. And basically that's what happens during the wars, you know, for conquer and divide and everything else, you know, is what the aliens want to do. They want to destroy us. So back to you, Sylvia. I think our time is, we got, looks like 4 minutes to go here.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in there with that. And we have also New on the fast chat. And their question was, their son saw some red eyes in the basement one night, and they're wondering what was that and if that energy is still there or if it's moved on.
Okay, I'm not seeing it there. I think it moved on, okay? So I'm not picking it up this moment. If she could type in or he could type in maybe how many months ago it was, I'll go back to that time and take a look. We do have a few minutes, and it'll come up on the fast chat in probably, you know, a minute from now. So back to you, Sylvia. We could talk about maybe our call. I'll just do it briefly here. Tomorrow we have a four-hour ascension call. We have it once a month. Starts at 1 o'clock PST, which is 1 o'clock Eastern. We do water charging the last 1 hour of it, so you want to have 7 containers of water. Most people get normally a half a gallon. You can get a gallon of water, so you want 7 of those. And you can put it into your bathtub, etc. It's designed just for you, for what you need, and it will have light codes into it. From there, we do a lot of energy work on the body toward ascension. And this brings in different energies to you to bring you more into spirit. This is the bottom line. The following day, which is Sunday, we have our last 8-hour call for this month. And it's going to be, you know, nervous system. I think last time we did lymphatics, we brought in the amber colored golden lymphatic energy. Quite something. We did some mind energy work, I think, the time before. We think we brought in maybe 40 different, or took away 40 different dark side energy that seemed like a thought energy, an entity, but is actually dark side energy that talked to us. So each day is a little bit different, but the net result is when you get done, you feel wonderful. Don't go by how much time it is, because right away your mind will say it's going to be too hard, and the time goes by very, very quickly. So normally the last hour, it feels like you just started maybe a half an hour previous, so a year ago. Okay, thank you, New. Let me just scan here for a year. The energy, if it was 12 months, it was there for about a month and it left. So I don't see it there at this particular moment right now in time. You know, remember, I have to go into linear time to look at this stuff. So I don't see it there. I would say it was there for 1 month after. You know, maybe it's visiting, and I don't see it there. Next question from you would probably be, how do I get it back, or can I draw it back by talking about it? I don't feel any energetic connection to that, so it just feels like it's gone. Okay, and we have a new clearing up, the NATO card clearing. Very, very good. You may want to do that. Also, we have the harmonic clearing. That one is very good also. And I wish I had more time. I could talk about experience where a lady had problems, physical problems occurring to her. like a band wrapped around her head, so to speak. Energies in her house going thump thump and wall hammering on the walls and stuff. So that was quite disconcerting. That may have happened, I'll just say, within the last month. It's another paranormal experience. These things do occur, do happen. How and why, it's a little hard to say sometimes. In her case, it may have been somebody who physically died who wanted to show their presence. That's a possibility. Sometimes people appear to people. Their silhouettes will show up, and that's the emotional body normally. But, you know, this is how things happen here. But anyway, I'll just say probably blessings to all of you. Hope that you can come on the call. You can contact me through the website if you wish, creationlightship@yahoo.com. And tomorrow night, which is Saturday, we have Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. It starts at 9 o'clock, midnight Eastern, and we go to the Lightship normally within the first 5 or 10 minutes of the program. So if you're back east, you can go to the Lightship and have maybe a 15-minute healing. So if you don't want to stay up till, say, 1 in the morning, you can get the healing and go to bed. And so I'll just say blessings to all of you.
Ron?
Went by really quickly. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Yeah, I think we have a minute left or so. And just after all of this, it would be wonderful to have some beautiful divine energy from the light being for everyone for tonight.
Okay, I know there's probably more questions that we could have answered, but this show goes by really quickly.
Sure
so here
does.
We go. Let's bring in some peace energy. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And remember, if you're using your mind energy to figure this out, you're never going to find it. Remember, you have to go to your heart. And here we go. Drop you down to your heart center. I'll just count from 10 down to 1. This you can do yourself. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And here comes some peace energy. And it's coming through, and I'll have to sign off because we're kind of running over a little bit here. And here we go. There's peace energy. It'll be through the light beam on your monitor screen, and it'll go away at 1:30 on the hour. And this show will also work on the archive. So blessings to all of you. Nice being with all of you tonight. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Good night. Blessings.
Blessings.